should be gay. All weddings should be gay. All weddings should be gay. I went to a straight wedding. She was a friend of my wife's that she hadn't seen in 20 years, okay? And then she's acting like they're all friends. So we went to this wedding, okay? And oh my God, it took forever to walk down the aisle. You didn't even recognize the wedding march. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun. Walk, fat bitch, walk! Get your big ass up there. If you didn't have a 300-pound dress on, you'd walk a little faster, goddammit. She gets up there, they light a candle, some other fat bitch gets up and sings, they light another candle. The guy does some poetry, which is never a good idea. Like, every night has its dawn, every rose has its thorn. And I'm like, is that poison? Is that motherfucker doing poison? Brett Michaels poison. Oh my God, hilarious. I cracked up at that shit. I was like, oh, this sucked, but the wedding reception's gotta be better, right? It's gotta be better. It wasn't. Cash bar. Fuck you, man. You got a cash bar, you're an asshole. Just have the wedding at your mama's house. Get a couple of keggers, man. Get that barbecue out. Fuck catering, make Lipton burgers. I don't give a shit. But don't have a cash bar, man. You're just a dick. Right? Fuck yeah. Cash bar my ass. And then the food was shit. It was fucking shit chicken and green beans, not even mashed potatoes. And I'm a fat guy and I flipped the fuck out. You don't know, I flipped the fuck out, Jack. I was like, where's some fucking mashed potatoes? Shit chicken and green beans with no mashed potatoes? You fat bitch, I bet you got mashed potatoes. You had the goddamn nerve to register at Williams-Sonoma. I bought you a $600 Vitamix goddamn blender, and your fat ass ain't never made a fucking smoothie in your life. You fat bitch. That's what my wife made me leave, man. My wife made me leave. Oh, God. We went to a gay wedding, though, 2 weeks later, okay? Fucking awesome. That's all I can say. It was fucking awesome. All right? Every wedding should be gay. This one was so much fun. The worst part about it is when you first get there, you're like, where do we sit? Where do we fucking sit? Technically, they're both the groom. During the ceremony, they had some entertainment. They had a 6'4" black male transvestite singing Cher. It's fucking great. I guess he really got into it. He popped a boner and lost his duct tape. And so half his cock and came out. I had to re-duct tape his dick back down. I guess that's bad form in the transvestite world. Have your dick pop out during a share ceremony or something. It was great. The vows were quick. The vows were quick, Jack. Do you agree to be a top and a bottom? Yes? Yes? Done. We're out. The reception was fucking epic, man. They had open bar. Fuck yes. Open bar. You goddamn right. Because trust me, people are fucking drinking at a gay wedding. I saw a guy get a big pint glass, like for beer, and told the bartender to fill it up with vodka and limes. That's it. That was all that was in there. He drank 3 of them in 8 minutes in front of me. Almost a whole bottle of Belvedere. Said 5 words to me the whole time. Yep, that's my son. I'm trying to bond with him, even though I like the guys who are gay. I'm like, yeah, one of the football player got a cheerleader, huh, man? That's how it goes. That's how it goes, man. You roll the dice. Roll the dice. I blame his goddamn mama letting him run around in her fucking high heel shoes and shit. That's what I done. Just angry. So funny. God damn it. They had a whole buffet, okay? It was fantastic food. They had a shrimp tower. They had an ice sculpture of a dude with a massive cock, and people could get shots of vodka right off his cock. It's great. But on the dance floor, DJ, man, you're good, B. You're really good. But this DJ was off the fucking charts, man. Gay DJ? What? First of all of his clothes lit up and glittered, okay? All his shit lit up and glittered. And then he had lasers and smoke and shit. You ain't got no lasers, okay? This shit would be on HBO if we got lasers. Am I lying? Am I dying, right? We had fucking lasers. Fuck yeah. Get us some lasers. He had four huge pedestals on each corner of the dance floor. And up there was each one had a Puerto Rican male exotic dancer, okay? All right, just super skinny, tan, oiled up, wearing a sequins G-string, shaking his cock and balls, and wearing angel wings. Right there by the shrimp tower. And I wanted some fucking shrimp, but I didn't want to dick on my head. You know what I mean? I didn't want to get teabagged, okay, at 7:30 at this gay wedding and think like, oh, that's cool, okay? Because, I mean, if you start off with a dick on your head, I mean, what's further down the line? You know what I mean? So I sent my wife over there, all right, get him a duck, okay? He's swinging that dick, duck. You're shorter than me. Give me some shrimp. Every now and then, those gay angels would fly. I didn't know they were wired, and they would fly from pedestal to pedestal, just sprinkling fairy dust over everybody. Just fairy dust. That's a 2 for joke right there. If you get it, you get it. There was 3 pills on our plate. 3 pills, okay? And everybody had them. And that's when one of the gay angels took the microphone. He was like, okay, party people, let's do this shit, okay? Okay? All right, party people, I can't fucking hear you. That's right, motherfuckers. We are gonna do this shit. We're all about to go down to Wonderland. We're gonna fall down the rabbit hole. Everybody's got pills on their plate, okay? And one is gonna make you small, and one's gonna make you tall. And then there's a Goldilocks pill, baby, that's just right. Yeah. We're gonna do this shit. My nipples are so fucking hard. We're gonna do this shit. My nipples are so fucking hard. Oh my God. Okay, party people. All right, party people. Are you ready to do this, party people? I can't hear you, party people. Fuck yes. On 3, 1, 2, 3, and he did the pills, right? And my wife looks at me and she's like, should we do these pills? I'm like, fuck yes, we should. Are you shitting me? These are gay drugs. These are the best drugs they fucking make, man. Took those gay drugs. Like, there wasn't nobody sitting beside me over here. I took their gay drugs. Fuck it. If you're gonna dance with the devil, you might as well lead. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn right, man. 30 minutes later, I had my shirt off. I was fucking dancing, pouring water over myself, redoing Footloose. I'm a maniac. Holding my balls, listening to Kesha. It was a fucking party, man. That's why all weddings should be gay. It's a party.